is 3:35 on the mighty 790 KFGO. Received one recipe in so far for good bread and butter pickles, by the way. Did you see that one in there, Pinto? Did you see the recipe somebody sent me for bread and butter pickles?
B and Bill's butter pickles. I did see it.
What's wrong with me making pickles? What's wrong with me spending time with my family, my wife and I doing something together, making pickles for our own consumption that we'll eat, and we were going to share with our friends, but you're out now for making fun of us. What's wrong with that?
I have no problem with you spending time with your family. It's just the activities you decide to spend time with them doing. Why not play like a board game?
You want us to go
game?
To a strip club together?
No.
What do you want us to do?
Okay. Take it to the far extreme?
Is that what you want us to do?
No. Why don't you watch a movie? Why don't you do what a 47-year-old would do and say, honey, let's go bowling. Let's do this.
We had the Vikings on TV and we made pickles. What could be more Minnesotan than that?
Well, I suppose you have me there in a box. I can't answer that question.
Not everybody's lives revolves around strip clubs and bars like yours does, Pinto, okay?
My mom is listening. Cinder, no, I do not do that.
Let's take, I don't know how to go to Lieutenant Joel Vettel from there, but let's try it. Lieutenant Joel Vettel's with the Fargo Police Department, and there are going to be some issues with parking and driving and tailgating and everything else because of ESPN College Game Day coming to Fargo, so I wanted to have the good lieutenant on. Hello, Lieutenant Vettel. How are you?
Wonderful. I appreciate you taking the time to have me on, and hopefully none of our issues will be as important as the pickle debate you guys are having.
Well, is there something wrong with me making pickles, or is that, I mean, is that like totally like something I can't do as a 47-year-old man, or what?
Well, I guess you could probably pull it off more as a 47-year-old man than maybe an 18-year-old kid. They probably make fun of you less when you're a little bit older. Well,
apparently people are making fun of me right now for doing it, but that's a whole different story that you don't need to get involved with. First of all, tailgating is going to begin earlier on Saturday before the NDSU football game. Can you give us the details there and what the hours are and what's happening there?
Yeah, we are addressing that right now. We're finalizing the hours with North Dakota State University. It appears that it's going to be opening up at least an hour and a half earlier than it was prior to this event. We're still trying to finalize those details just because literally we were made notice of this venue where ESPN decided to come in to the downtown area about 6 a.m. this morning. So this is pretty new to us. So we're working with NDSU to try to adopt some of those changes to try to accommodate some of their needs and certainly the fans' needs to try to get their stuff set up so they can really be ready to turn those TVs on and be able to watch the start of that game day. And also for those folks that maybe want to come downtown after they get their stuff set up at the Fargo Dome and come downtown and kind of watch the festivities down there associated with the show.
So for a 2:30 kickoff, tailgating was going to begin at what time, Lieutenant?
And typically it starts 5 hours early. And so we're looking at starting, from what I understand, between the 7 and 7:30 hour right now. And that certainly makes it a few hours earlier than we'd like. But again, that's something that we're still finalizing. I know Gene Taylor, we have been in communication all day. We're going to make sure that we get that information out to people as soon as possible. I know there's been some times that have been already thrown out, but like I said, we're going to make sure we get out as much information to the public as possible. We do have some information that's going to be relative to everyone right now, specifically dealing more so with how we're going to take and deal with the crowds, deal with the traffic, deal with the parking downtown. Obviously, that's going to be a little bit flexible depending on what is happening, but I think we've been meeting all day to try to determine the best way of moving forward. ESPN has been extremely helpful in trying to guide us through some of their concerns, and I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a great event, and I think it's we just want people to be patient as we get that word out to them.
So when are the streets going to begin to be closed and traffic be altered in downtown Fargo?
The first time you're going to see any real change is probably Wednesday evening. We're going to be posting some no parking signs that will go into effect starting Wednesday night into Thursday morning. They're going to be in that corridor between 2nd Avenue North and 4th Avenue North on Broadway, along with some of the side streets, including 3rd Avenue right off of Broadway. And we're going to be posting those, no parking, so we expect people to remove their cars, not park in there, because on Thursday morning, you're going to see a huge influx of vehicles from ESPN coming in, to really start setting up at around 6 a.m. for really a three-day event here in the city of Fargo in the downtown area. So once that happens, we'll be expanding that footprint as needed. So it'll first impact really that area around 2nd, between 2nd and 4th Avenue on Broadway and some of the smaller roads around there. But as we move forward, especially on Saturday morning, you're going to see a much bigger area that's going to be affected that could go all the way down to 6th Avenue and certainly could affect the avenues going towards the south, which would include 1st and possibly MP. But again, it really is something that's a moving target in some of those areas, but I think we're going to have a very good plan set up for Saturday.
So you compared this at the press conference today, Lieutenant, to like the street fair, that type of atmosphere in terms of things being closed off and in terms of traffic being altered. Is that kind of what you're going by? Just to let people know ahead of time that, you know, you can't be getting everywhere you need to get to downtown.
Exactly. I think you hit it right on the head. That is a perfect example of what's going to be happening down there. Probably the only difference is you're not going to see a number of those vendors down there. We're also telling people very clearly and making it, trying to be abundantly clear, we will not allow tailgating downtown. We just can't do that. It's not conducive for the space that we have. It's not conducive for our city ordinances. So we're telling people very clearly, if they are choosing to partake in tailgating traditionally with an alcoholic beverage, it's not going to be allowed downtown. And I know that's something that's come up in other venues.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to make sure people are very clear that ESPN has made it very clear they don't want that type of atmosphere when, you know, alcohol is the primary indicator or thing that's brought to the forefront. They want a family atmosphere. They want a fun atmosphere. And I think we can provide that to them in a very unique setting in downtown Fargo. But we're asking people to be respectful of our city ordinances, of our state laws, and certainly abide by that those types of issues.
I don't know if this is the question to ask you or somebody else, Lieutenant Vettel, but will businesses be opening early in downtown Fargo on that Saturday? You know, I think of Sammy's Pizza right at the corner of 3rd and Broadway, for example. I think of other restaurants and watering holes. Are those places going to be allowed to open early for people to enjoy the downtown experience during the show?
You know, we had a meeting this morning, early this morning, with a number of folks that needed to be at the table, including Mayor Walliker, along with our city manager, along with the chief of police, and also members of the Downtown Community Partnership. And we have certainly tried to open those lines of communication with those businesses, expressing we know they're going to have some concerns about the amount of people down there. They're going to have those same questions. What can we do? We fully anticipate that the sidewalks going through those businesses are going to be open 99.9% of the time. Very rarely are we going to have to close the sidewalks to pedestrian traffic. Really, the biggest impact is going to be that vehicle traffic going through there, and also with the understanding that it's just there's going to be we're anticipating anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people down there for this one event, and so people just have to understand that no matter how we look at it, no matter how well we control traffic going through the downtown area, when you have that much traffic flow and that many pedestrian traffic people down there, you're going to have some delays. It's going to impact the businesses.
What is the city ordinance right now as to when businesses can open? You know, you said the sidewalks are going to be open, but are businesses going to be open to take advantage of having 5,000 to 10,000 people as a captive audience on a Saturday morning?
I really, if you look at it from a standpoint of businesses, we don't regulate a lot of like the restaurants and those things as far as being open. The alcohol side of things, there are some regulations depending on the business itself and what kind of liquor license they have. But I would fully anticipate that many of these businesses downtown will take full advantage of the opportunity to bring that many people downtown for really an extended period of time. You're talking, we anticipate we're going to have people downtown trying to get fair to get in, you know, first in line, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's just an expectation we have. We also want people to understand we are not going to allow camping downtown the night before. So if they want to pitch a tent somewhere, it's just not going to be allowed in the city of Fargo. But we understand people are going to be down there. It's going to be an extended period of time. We encourage businesses to be open because we want to allow services to be provided to the crowds. It also provides people an opportunity to see downtown Fargo in all its glory. And so, again, we are closely working with the businesses as a whole. And I know that we'll continue to do that right up to Saturday to try to make it as easy as possible for everybody to be successful.
How big of a logistical nightmare is this for Fargo police? Because you found out about this, as you said, this morning, and you're going to have to turn this all around in a couple of days. I know people aren't going to be too sympathetic because that's what your job is, and that you're going to say the same thing, Lieutenant. That's we do what we do. This is our job. But this is an awful lot of things happening with an awful lot of moving parts in a very short amount of time.
You're exactly right. It is a logistical challenge for everyone involved. The great thing is we have a number of people that are able to work on this. We're not just within the police department, but a number of our partners across the board with city government, other departments, along with a lot of our private folks and the community downtown community partnership. We have the Convention's Visitors Bureau, a number of the businesses downtown that are very on board with trying to make this successful. And we're just going to do our part the best we can, but also understand that we know we're going to hear a few people that aren't happy with us, and that's something that we certainly understand and we can certainly sympathize with. But at the end of the day, it's coming, it's here, we're going to do the best we can, and hopefully people will certainly support what we're trying to do as a city and as a community.
It's a one-day thing, folks. It's a one-day thing out of your life that there's going to be a traffic and everything else. It's one day. Sit back and enjoy it would be my piece of advice, but there's people who aren't going to do that. Lieutenant Vettel, thank you. Thanks for taking time out. I'm sure we'll talk again before Saturday. I appreciate you coming on. Good work.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Joel Vettel, Fargo Police.